Justin Verlander talking about the feeling of him now making his second start after that game last night against the Phillies.
It's okay. You know, I felt like first outing was a little bit better than this one. I think it's kind of to be expected a little bit. It's kind of like spring training. You know, you get out there in the first game and things feel fresh, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, you know, not as fresh next time out. So, you know, fairly pleased with the pitch shapes and some of the results I'm getting. Slider particularly, I feel like it's been pretty good. you know, was obviously not pleased with the overall results, but just got to continue to work and move in the right direction. Felt like, you know, like you talked about, Julio, one inning, really one pitch, you know, that I would really like back. And so when you have one pitch that ruins a game like that, in some sense it's really frustrating. In other sense, it's like, okay, you know, it was just one pitch. It wasn't like I was getting hit all over the yard. So I always try to stay positive.
All right, one pitch, but they did make him work, as we said, 90 pitches in five innings last night. You still feeling good about JV?
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I throw this out. To everybody, understand the situation. If the season ended right now, the Houston Astros would have the 3 seed, and they would host in the wild card round. They would host the Minnesota Twins, just like they did last year. They would play the Twins as they played the Twins in the divisional round of the playoffs last year. They would host the Twins in a 3-game series here at Minute Maid. And I'm wondering where they are, where they sit. Would Justin Verlander still be your game one starter? Would Verlander still be your game one starter right now?
No, not for me. I'd go Fromber. Really? I mean, look, Justin's still talking about, well, it's kind of like your first start in spring training. Things you feel fresh, everything's new, and then all of a sudden, boom, reality hits you in the face. Yeah, until Verlander, when I hear him speak after a start, he says, hell, I am full go, feel great, ready to rock and roll. I am my old self. You know, then until that day, nah. As good as Fromber's dealing right now, the way these other guys are pitching right now, I would go Fromber Valdez game one, given the circumstances right now. Now, the minute I hear Verlander say, I'm all go, I feel great, I'm back to normal, then we need to have another conversation. But right now, it's Fromber 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The Fromber, he's pitching like a big time ace right now, and we'll see where JV is. Like if Fromber keeps throwing like this, I think it's hard. I'm not sure what JV can do up to this point. Like you trust them both, but Fromber is on a roll. He is looking like the guy from a couple years ago. He is looking like the guy that was consistent. His second half, he has to be amongst the best in baseball with what he has done. And and in the postseason, he has shined. Now he's had his bumps, but he has shined in the postseason. And right now, I think I would say JV. Hell, it's hard to pass up Hunter right now. I mean, Hunter Brown, is the way he's throwing right now is impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, I'm with you. I mean,
that would be a hard decision if I were Joe Espada. Right now, all right, man. My first two starters, is Verlander in that?
Well, no. I mean, look, right now, I mean, I don't know that. Hell, you get down into Blanco and Kikuchi, you're not thinking about it. I mean, like I said, Verlander. I mean, I just heard the guy say, you know, he's not 100%. He's not confident, but I can't remember exact his verbiage in that piece of audio, but he's still working through some things. He's still working up to some level of being his best. And until that, when you got guys that are dealing the way those top four guys are, and really top five guys are in this lineup, that's a tough-ass conversation for any of them. It's easy if you say Fromber. I'll be honest with you. I'm with you. It's probably easy to talk about Hunter Brown. But I'm at least having a conversation and think about it with Ronel Blanco and Kikuchi at this point. Until Justin Verlander's 100% go, everything's good, let's ride. Hey, man, it's a little iffy, man.
Yeah, those other two like I said, I think if it came down to it, I would probably start Verlander over JV, especially if you're down. I'd probably start Verlander over Hunter Brown. But boy, man, these like what has carried them through, especially here late, Fromber and Hunter Brown have been two of the best pitchers in baseball here. The last 2-3 months, they have been that. It's an interesting decision because I'm telling you, most of the time that JV was on the IL, I'm still thinking that's your game one starter.
Yeah,
that's your game one starter. But these guys have been put it together so much.